I'm running iOS 11, latest version, and I notice sometimes if I use Siri to dictate a message or an email, when it reads it back to me, it'll read me like the first line, and that's all. Although if I check, the whole message is there. Has anybody else had that experience?
I noticed that too yesterday, but I'm still running 10.
Does that have anything to do with the preview setting?
I didn't know if preview worked in conjunction with Siri, though, but it may.
I'm not sure.
I think sometimes the dictate function gets messed up, and sometimes you just have to do it over or see if it's in there and just send it.
I have seen it. It happens a couple of times, right, especially in the apps. You know, when I'm trying to dictate something. So I keep on speaking, and then after some time it stops automatically. I go and check. So somewhere it's not exactly one line, but I think after a minute or so, if it is more than a minute, it stops.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a matter of time or the number of characters, but I know that you can only dictate so much and it will ding and start reading back to you what you've dictated.
You know what it's almost like, though? It's almost like when I've seen this like even JAWS, where something is interrupting it. Either the operating system is slow, or they don't have it. It interrupts correct, so that it almost interrupts before it finishes. And I think that's what we're seeing. But I think it has something to do with it's almost like where their voiceover and Siri are not working well with each other at this point.
So I have an SE iPhone, which is kind of like having a 6, I guess, except that it is smaller. I like it very much. I like to keep it as long as I can. And I have not updated it to iOS 11 because I heard that the batteries will not do very well if I do that.
I have an SE and I've updated to iOS 11 and the battery is...
good.
Yeah, I haven't noticed any difference.
So I have a quick question about the battery. That's something that the store, that Apple has to put in?
Yes.
It's not something we do, right?
No.
No,
no,
you can't do it.
That is in Windows. You get a ding and you know you got a message about something. Isn't there a JAWS command? I always thought it was left click or maybe right click that was supposed to immediately go to that and read it for you. Is there a way to be able to capture a message like that right away before the pop-up goes away?
Are you in Windows 10?
Their answer is yes, and I just heard it was on, I think, Blind Bog and something, but I don't remember the exact keystroke, but there is something. Also, you can just go to the Windows A and look at your notifications. But
yeah,
there is a
Action Center. Yeah, they should show up in the Action Center.
Yeah, and that's Windows A.
Yes.
I run into on a number of websites where there's been a pop-up, and I cannot seem to get into the pop-up. It's like on like Fidelity's site. I know it says there's a pop-up, and I know there's information in there. Is there a command, a JAWS command, that can help you get into the pop-up?
Do you have a pop-up blocker running?
I could get into the pop-up. Well, you know, I got on the phone with Fidelity, and they said, and I did a word search or a link search, and it brought me into the pop-up, but without knowing what it is to look for, I'm not able to get into it, so or find it. But I can certainly access it. So I'm not. It's not blocked.
What kind of pop-up, Bob? Is it, what happens? What are these pop-ups for?
It's like, say you want to do a print of a chart or something, and then say there's a pop-up, and then you have options about, like, you know, printing options. But I've run into this on a lot of websites where something is a little screen inside of your major screen, your main screen, and it just, like, you can't tab to it, you can't F6 to it. I just don't know how you would get to it.
Is it actually on the website?
Yes. Sure. It's a screen within a screen.
It's showing up in the notification bar. And if that's the case, at least in Internet Explorer, you could do an Alt-N.
Yeah.
And that will bring you to the notification bar where you can then select the options. Now, what that is in Firefox or in Google Chrome, I don't know, but...
Yeah, I've been using Firefox, Yeah, and I don't know what the command is for that.
I know that it repeats it over and over again.
I believe that Alt N also works for Firefox. Try it. It's funny, in Firefox, it actually tells you what you need to do. It's on my version.
It does. It says it over and over, and it says it fast.
I've experienced that, and I have tried Alt N. I do use that in Firefox when it asks you whether to allow this site or save this password. You know.
Yes.
That works. Yeah.
About those CAPTCHA characters.
CAPTCHA, yeah.
I'm getting the error message. Your computer may be sending automated queries to pretend our users. We can't let you blah blah. So then you go to their help menu and it explains it all and it tells you how to get your own IP address to send to them by email, which I've done numerous times, and of course they never answer you back. I'm wondering, does anybody else get that? Because there are times when I simply can't overcome.
Jeffrey, what kind of websites do you go to?
You know, I use all different ones. I mostly use Internet Explorer, although I found that sometimes even when the audio works, it'll say, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. You type in 1, 2, 3, 4, it doesn't take your typing into the edit box. So I tried other browsers. My experience doesn't seem to be connected to the browser.
It's interesting. I had a website that I was doing something myself, and then for Jeanette. On the Internet Explorer, I was getting that same message that your browser may be sending or whatever it was, you know, multiple things, and they still can't. So I gave up on Internet Explorer. I went to Chrome for my version, and Chrome didn't even ask me for that capture. It just said, okay, you're verified.
Yeah, there is some way to set your computer so that you bypass it, right? But I don't think it's user controllable.
I know. I think the website is the one who determines, because I think on the Mass Ioneer, they're allowing people who have basically JAWS running to have it automatically verified. But it was funny because, again, on the Chrome, I didn't do anything, but on the Firefox, I did have for the audio capture. So it really depends on the browsers. It's amazing.
The browser is really the issue because Internet Explorer is getting to the point where it's near the end of its life cycle, and things, you're not going to be able to do things with Internet Explorer that you can do with other browsers. So my advice is to switch to either Google or Firefox, and you'll bypass a lot of the problems you're having.
I have the iPhone 6 for Plantronix Bluetooth, and for the last one or two upgrades, Bluetooth seems to disconnect from the phone without telling me. I don't know if that has anything to do with the upgrades, the age of either piece of equipment, or...
What are you Bluetoothing your phone to, Fred?
Wireless headset, Plantronics.
So you mean the headset just all of a sudden disconnects?
Yeah.
It's not that it's discharged or anything?
No, the charge is fine. It's just it disconnects from the phone, and, you know, I have to play with it. I can get it to reconnect. But I don't always know it's disconnected until either the phone rings or until I check it.
There's a couple things you could do. You could reset your network settings, and you have to repair it. And sometimes that kind of clears up some of those issues. So I guess it's not settings general, reset and network settings.
Yeah, just got to make sure you don't select the wrong reset. But that one for the network settings is not real difficult to deal with. You do have to put in, if I remember right, your Wi-Fi password. I think you have to select your Wi-Fi again.
But I mean, this is outside the house. This isn't inside the house.
Well, that resets your Bluetooth, then your Wi-Fi when you do network settings.
I'm a little confused about the use of virtualizing a window. What are the circumstances when you would want to virtualize a window?
Okay, so say you're in a window that has a lot of static text that is not easily read or not readable at all. Virtualizing the window kind of gets onto the virtual buffer where you can actually either navigate through it or, more importantly, copy and paste it through it. It's just a way of getting that whole window's text copied over to an area where you could navigate it all in one segment as opposed to it being in different areas. Yeah. I wouldn't say a PDF. I can tell you there's a lot of dialogues that you have a lot of elements interspaced. I mean, a lot of controls interspaced with text. And sometimes if you just want to, you know, read the whole dialogue, you could virtualize the window and just do the whole thing top to bottom. Yeah.
What's the command to do that?
Examples?
How do you do that?
Oh, I want to say it's like insert...
Z.
Z?
Yeah. No, he's not talking about turning on the virtual cursor, he's actually talking about virtualizing the entire window.
Is that Control-Alt-W or something?
Yeah, it's like Control-Insert-W, yeah.
Or Insert-Alt-W.
Yeah. Maybe Insert-Alt-W, yeah. Yeah. It's actually been a long time since I've had to do it with anything, yeah.
Virtualizing is something that JAWS has been doing for years. That's how it makes sense out of a lot of things. Puts them in a format that's readable.
I don't know if this is what you're talking about, Bob, but I'll virtualize a Word document all the time with the Insert Z, and that just means you're out of edit mode, and now you can like hit H to jump to headings or T to jump to tables or anything that's sort of standard input command.
That's what I was wondering about. Yes.
You can hit that, and that's Insert Z. It's a toggle. I use that.
Yeah, that's
all the time in Word documents.
Yeah, that's okay. So
I didn't know
that's actually turning on the virtual cursor.
Right. I don't think that's the same thing as virtualizing.
No, it's definitely not the same thing.
Well, that was my mistake. I didn't understand the difference. Yeah,
that Insert Z is great. It turns on quick navigation keys in a Word document so you can jump by headings and so on. You can also turn off that on a website. Which is required by some things like application mode that Google uses and some other things. But if you forget to turn it back on, then no web pages will read properly until you remember to do it. And sometimes it doesn't stay on when you turn it back on. That's been an ongoing issue.